This is Hashem Bli Neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Le Nishmas Avi Mori, Rav David Sibian, Rav Yosef. Today's daf is Psachim, daf Tzadi Vav. And we are at the very, very bottom of Tzadi Hamid Beis, the last line. Bayer Rav Yosef, last line of Tzadi Hamid Beis. Rav Yosef asked the following halach question. Dachko Tmei Mesim V'achul Emur Pesach Abba Betuma Mahu. What's the halacha if people who were Tmei Mesim, and it was Tumah Hutra B'tzibur, Tumah Dechuya B'tzibur, so you had majority of Klal Yisrael were Tamei, and so Pesach was anyway Baba Tumah, but you had some people who were Tmei Mes, they pushed their way into the Beis HaMikdash, and they ate the limbs of the Karban Pesach that was anyway Baba Tumah. So, but usually you're not allowed to eat the limbs. The limbs are burnt on the mizbeach, but they're tamei. So they went and ate the emure pesach, like the kloyos, the oseres, the kidneys, the oseres akave, the diaphragm. These parts of the animal usually burnt on the mizbeach, but they went and ate them, and they were tamei. But it was tumah duchuya b'tzibur anyway. What's the halacha? Mi de ishtri tumas basar. This year, since Tumah was Dechuya B'tzibur, so there was no prohibition for a Tamei person eating the Tamei flesh. Ishtirinami Tumas Emurin, so we would say also that there would be no Isser for them to eat the limbs that are usually burnt on the Mizbeach and not eaten whatsoever. O Dilma, no, my de Ishtiri Ishtiri. The Torah only permits you to eat the flesh, the meat. My de lo Ishtiri, but the Torah doesn't permit you to eat the limbs, and therefore you'd be chayav karis for that. Amarava Michti, let us analyze this. Tumas Emur Mehechas Rabbi, where do we learn out the whole din that you're not allowed to eat the Emurin when you're Tame? Dichsev Tumas Emur Mehechas Rabbi, Tumas Basa. The whole Tumas Emurin is learned out from Tumas Basa. Dichsev, because the Torah says in Parshas Tzav, HaNefesh Asher Tochal Basa Mizevach Hashlom Hashel Hashem V'Tumasa Olav. You learn that from the extra words, Asher LaShem. Torah says, Asher LaShem. It could have just said, why is Asher LaShem? L'rabo, so Emurin, comes to include, even if you eat the Emurin, your tummy. So the whole Isser of eating the Emurin is learned out from Tumas Basar. Says the Gemara, Kol Hecha de Isay Tumas Basar, Isay Tumas Emurin. So it stands to reason that only on a year where there would be a problem of Tumas Basar is there a problem of Tumas Emurin. But since this year, Tumas Dechuya B'tzibur, there would be no problem of Tumas Basar, so there's also no problem of Tumas Emurin. Similarly, Bar Rabbi Zeira, Emure Pesach Mitzrayim, the whole next Mishnah, the whole first half of today's daf is all going to be about the differences between Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach Doros. So what about Emure Pesach Mitzrayim, Hecha Akterinu. There was no Mizbeach in Pesach Mitzrayim. What did they do with the fats and the limbs in Pesach Mitzrayim? It's interesting. Tosus and Chagiga asks on this Gemara, why don't we say Maida Hava Hava? What happened in the past happened. Who cares? Who cares? They probably had a Moshe Rabbeinu told them what to do. But it's interesting that the Gemara here, so some of the Achronim, the Netziv writes, that there's a difference between Ibayaluhu and Ba'i. Ba'i, the Gemara just wants to know intellectually. The Gemara just wants to know, theoretically, what would the halacha have been in a situation we don't have the Mizbech? But the Gemara doesn't ask here, Ma'i Dehava Hava. Anyway, Emure Pesach Mitzrayim. So the limbs in Mitzrayim, there was no Mizbech. So what did they do with the fats and the limbs? I mean, the Gemara here is asking about the limbs particularly, right? Usually you burn the limbs on the Mizbech. You don't eat them. So, but there was no Mizbech. Hecha Akterinu, had they burned them? Amale Abaye, Uman Lemelon Delosh Delav Shviske Avod. So there's a Machlokas Rishonim how to learn this line. So who says they didn't just make a bonfire and take a barbecue spit and roast the limbs? Yeah, and then do what? So Rashi says, and eat them. Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chanan says they ate them. In other words, they didn't have the Isser they had no Mizbeach, so they didn't have the Isser. The Isser to eat them was not yet stated, so they ate them. But the Meiri writes, no. The Meiri just says the Gemara means that they made a big bonfire and they burnt them and didn't eat them. But anyway, It's a machlokas. So, va'od, furthermore, hatana Rav Yosef, shlosha mizbechos hayusham. What was the mizbeach in Mitzrayim? They had three mizbechos. Ala mashkof hashtem mizbechos, where they sprinkle the blood? They sprinkled the blood of the carbon on the lintel and on the two doorposts. So that was the three mizbeachs. They didn't have any other mizbeach. So they couldn't burn the karbanos. So again, there was no mizbeach. So mistama, they just roasted it and ate it. Now there is a fascinating, apparently, Tagim Yonas and Ben Uziel. I must have learned this as a kid sometime. They must have taught this to us in elementary school. The Tagim Yonas and Ben Uziel asked this question, seems to ask this question also. Where was the mizbeach? Where did they burn the Karban Pesach? So the Targum Yonasan says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu carried all of Klal Yisrael on top of clouds to the Makom of the Beis HaMikdash to be Makriv of the Karban Pesach there. And then he took him back to Egypt. And afterwards, he brought it back to Egypt. So according to that, you could say they burned the limbs on the Makom HaMizbeach. That's again, the Rashash points this out. That's against the Gemara over here. The Gemara here says they had no Mizbeach. So okay, that Targum Yonasan says that somehow there was a little detour. On Pesach night, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took everybody into Yerushalayim that night. Okay, let's continue. Brand new Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Ma bein Pesach Mitzrayim lePesach Doros. What were the differences between the Pesach done in Egypt and the Pesach for all future generations? Pesach Mitzrayim Mekcho Mi Ba'asar. So you had to already designate the carbon to be mafreshed 4 days early and say that it was L'Shem Pesach. Right, Rashi sounds like he holds that they had to be makdashit bepeh. Right, take a look at Rashi. Mekcho, they actually had to designate it. Designate it with their mouths. Mekcho be'asa. Take a look at Rashi, it's on the fourth line from the top. Mekcho mi be'asar. Omer zeh L'Shem Pesach. So Rashi understands when the Mishnah says Mekho, it's not just that you had to designate it, meaning not just that you separated it physically, but even with your mouth, you already on Rashi holds Mekho mi ba'asa means that you already had to designate it as a Karban Pesach. However, later on, Rashi seems to say it's enough just to separate it, but you don't actually have to designate it. Chazanish talks about this a lot as well, whether or not you actually, in Pesach Mitzrayim, you actually had to speak it out or just designate it physically. So, Pesach Mitzrayim, Mekho Mi Ba'asar, V'ton Hazah Ba'gudas Ezov, you had to take a bunch of hyssop branches and sprinkle the blood with a bunch of branches, that was only in Mitzrayim, V'al Hamashko V'al Shtei HaMezuzos, on the lintel and on the two doorposts like we just spoke about, V'necha b'chipazon, it had to be eaten quickly. B'layla echad, and you had to eat it all in one night. U'pesach doros, noe kol shiva. The Gemara is going to explain it. It doesn't mean that the carbon Pesach was eaten all 7 days. It's a little bit strange in the language in the Mishnah. It means that the Isser Chametz applied for 7 days, as opposed to in Mitzrayim, there was only an Isser Chametz for one day. Yeah, the yeah. So the Gemara later on is doesn't explain why the Agudas Ezov. The Gemara is going to explain why all of the other things only apply to Mitzrayim and not further. But the Agudas Ezov, it doesn't explain because it's obvious why the sprinkling of the blood on the doorpost only applied to Mitzrayim. Only in Mitzrayim we were under the sakana of death, so we need the Malach HaMavis. We needed to tell him to pass over. So that's obvious. The Gemara, that's the only one that the Gemara doesn't explain what the issue was. Fine. Let's see the Gemara. Minalan asked the Gemara, how do we know that you don't have to separate the Karban Pesach 4 days before going forward? Dichsiv, Dabru, and this whole Gemara is going to be about distinguishing between Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach Doros. Dichsiv, Dabrul called us Yisrael Emar be'asar lachodesh hazeh v'yikhu. Ohem Yisrael v'sel abayis. So hazeh. Be'asar lachodesh hazeh. That's going to be one of the main drushes. Hazeh. only this Nisan should you v'yikulam ish say that you have to do it on the 10th. Zeh mecho mi ba'asar ve'in Pesach doros mecho mi ba'asar. So only Pesach Mitzrayim, you have to separate it 4 days in advance, and not Pesach doros. Elameata, ask the Gemara, if you have the drasha from Hazeh, so what about v'hoya lachem l'mishmeres ad arba'asar yom lachodesh Hazeh? V'shachatu aso kol kaladas yisoh ben harbayim. That this pasuk says, l'mishmeres, that you have to check the animal for a mum each day of the 4 days before. So maybe you'll tell me, if you tell me that also, it says, hazeh, arabasa yom lachodesh hazeh, v'yolchem l'mishmeres. So what are you going to tell me? Hazeh? You're going to dash in that? So you want to tell me that only Pesach Mitzrayim needs a 4 day every day checking before? Hachanami, zeton bikur abayom kodem shchita ve'in achar ton bikur. Really, Lidoros, you don't need to check the animal 4 days before? V'hatanya, we learned in a brisa that no, the din of bikur mimumin for 4 days applies even in Pesach Doros. Ben Bagbag Omer, some say Ben Bagbag is the same as Ben Hehe, but Bag Beis Gimel is Gematria He, so it's the same thing, same person. Ben Bagbag Omer. Ben, which means Ben Avram Avinu Vesara Imenu, because they each had the letter He added to their names. And he was called this because he was a ger. That's what some say. They called him Ben Hehe because he was a ger. All the gerim are called Bnei Avram Vesara. So says the Tosus Yantif in his commentary on the Mishnayos. Tosus and Chagiga as well. Sefer Yuchsin writes that it was really his name was really Reb Yochanan, and Ben Bagbag is Rashi Tevos Ben Ger Ben Gioris. Anyway, it's an interesting name, Ben Bagbag, right? It's not like Friedman or Cohen or Yankelovich. It's a little bit of a different. We don't usually find this name, Ben Bagbag Omer Minayin L'Tamid Shaton Bikur Abayi Yamim Kodem Shchita. How do you know the carbon Tamid? Even the carbon tabid needs biko arba yamim kodem shchita. Shneemar, it says by the carbon tabid as carboni lachmi lishai reach nichri tishmiru lahakriv libimado ulahalon who omer, and by the carbon pesach mitzrayim says vayolchem lemishmeres ad arba asar. So we have tishmiru and lemishmeres ma lahalon ton biko arba yamim kodem shchita afkan. So too the carbon tamid every day, two times a day. And if the carbon tamid needs it, certainly Pesach Doros needs it as well. So we don't exclude the carbon Pesach from this. Answers the Gemara, Shani Hasam. No, really, only the Pesach Mitzrayim has Bikur. Even really only the Pesach Mitzrayim Mekho Ba'asar. Shani Hasam, carbon tamid is different. Even though it says Hazeh as far as Bikur, nevertheless, the din of Bikur applies. Dichsev Tishmeru. Upesach Doros Nami, and Pesach Doros also has a din Bikur. Upesach Doros Nami also has a din Bikur. Hoksiv. It says, "Vayakiv Yachah Hashem Eretz Aknani ve'avarta savodas azos b'chodesh hazeh." Sheyu, we have a different drasha. Sheyu call avodos chodesh zeh kazeh. Special halacha that all the avodos of Nisan, just like Pesach Mitzrayim, and also needed bikur mimum dalad yamim. So all the avodos of chodesh hazeh, every time you do it in Nisan, also needs bikur mimumin. So that's what you learn it from chodesh hazeh. So now the Gemara is going to go crazy because if you tell me that a chodesh hazeh tells me everything's always the same, so that everything's got to be, says the Gemara, Ella hahu hazeh. First the Gemara says, so what do we do with the hazeh in Pesach Mitzrayim that we said it's coming to exclude? If it's not coming to exclude, so then what? Why was it written? Says the Gemara, Limute Pesach Sheni de Kavaseh. You know where you don't need Bikur Dalad Yamin Mimumin? So the Hazeh says only this Pesach needs Bikur Dal Yom Mimumin, but Pesach Sheni doesn't need Bikur Dal Yom Mimumin. But Pesach Doros, we learn out from Chodesh Hazeh that all the Avodas of Chodesh Hazeh are the same, that Pesach Doros does need Bikur Mimumin. Pesach Sheni does not need it. Says the Gemara, Elameata, you tell me Hazeh is Mimait. If you're going to tell me Dichsiv, Vachluas Abasar Balaila Hazeh, says the Gemara. This is the Gemara now is going to ask a second question against distinguishing between Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach Doros based on the word Hazeh. Says the Gemara, Elameata, you want to tell me that Hazeh is Memayit Pesach Doros? Dichsiv, Vachluas Abasar Balaila Hazeh. What? So you only eat the flesh dafka at night and not by day. Hachanami, you want to tell me Hazeh? Dizeh necha balayla, ve'in acher necha balayla. Only Pesach Mitzrayim was eaten at night and not Pesach Doros? Says the Gemara, Amar Kra, same thing. Same thing as we said before. Vavata sa'avoda hazos pachodesh hazeh. That no, that Hazeh we don't need to exclude. That it says all the avodas of Nisan should all be the same. So just like Pesach Mitzrayim, where you eat only at night, so too Pesach Doros, you only eat at night. Ask the Gemara, Ella Hazeh Lamali. So v'ochlu sabasa balayla Hazeh. So what does that Hazeh come to teach me? L'chadar v'loz ben Azariah v'Rabbi Akiva. That Hazeh comes to teach me to the drusha that Rabbi Loz ben Azariah learns that the Karm Pesach can only be eaten until Chatzos, and Rabbi Akiva. The Gzeira Shava that Pesach is only eaten till Chatzos, like right, Balayla Hazeh was Chatzos, and Rabbi Akiva learned that Pesach could only be eaten on that night and not the next night. You might have thought like a regular Karban Shlamim could be eaten for 2 days and one night. You might have thought that the Karban Pesach you have two nights. So Rabbi Akiva says no, you have all night. But you can't use it for the next night. So Hazeh, only that. So the Gemara so far has asked two drushas, two questions against this drusha of Hazeh. The Gemara is now going to proceed to ask six more questions, a total of eight questions on telling me that Hazeh excludes Pesach Doros. Right? And each time we answer, says the Gemara, Elameata, you want to tell me that Hazeh is going to be Memayat Pesach Doros, Dechsev V'chol Arel. Lo yochal bo. Now, what's an arel? So Rashi learns we're talking about mesu achiv machmas mila, right? His brothers died because of bris mila, so therefore he didn't have a bris mila. But a mumer la arelus, no. So that we already learned from kol ben nechar lo yochal bo. We're going to learn that out in a second. And ben nechar, that's Rashi. But Rabbeinu Tam and most Rishonim learned that no, someone who's Mesu Achiv Machmas Mila does not have a din of an Arel. He's an Anus. The Arel of a Karban Pesach is that he's scared to get a Bris Mila because he's scared of the pain, of the pain of the Mila. But he's Libo L'Shamayim. So the Rambam, yeah, we'll see. The Rambam understands Ben Nechar is only an Oved Avodah Zarah. So we'll come to this in a second. So it's a machlokus, Rashi and Ben Tam, what's an arel? But anyway, say the Gemara, Elamayata, Dichsiv v'chol arel lo yochal bo, hachanami, debo, kol arel lo yochal bo, or maybe you'll say only Pesach Mitzrayim, eino ochel aval ochel b'Pesach Doros, says the Gemara, Amar Kra, no, say like we said before, v'avadatos havodatos b'chodesh hazeh, all the avodas of this month are the same. So just like Pesach Mitzrayim, Arel is not allowed to eat, so too Pesach Doros. Elo bo lamali. So what do we exclude from bo? Bo eidu ochel v'ochel b'matzo maror. An Arel does not eat from the Karban Pesach, but an Arel does have a mitzvah of Pesach Doros. You might have thought, right? You might have thought just like an Arel can't eat in Karban Pesach. It says amatzo sum rorim yochlu. So you might have thought that the din of the matzah and the maror follows the Karban Pesach. If an arel can't eat the Karban Pesach, so maybe he can't eat matzah and maror. So the Gemara says, no, an arel can't eat the Karban Pesach either. But he does eat matzah umarar. Now the Gemara is going to ask a fourth kasha against this drasha of separation. Elameyatav hazeh excludes Pesach Doros. The Torah says, Zos chusav chazbaz kol ben nechar. What's a ben nechar? That's a Rashi says a ben nechar is a mummer, a guy who's not bikoros. But Rabbi Natam says, no, it means a guy who's an Oved Avodah Zarah. Because Rabbi Natam says an RL is a guy who's mummer la arelus. So others say a ben necha means he's a mummer la avodah zara. It's a big question. What's an RL and what's a ben necha? So el meata v'chol ben nechar lo yochal bo hachanami debo einu ochal bo ochum pesach doros. Maybe you'll tell me that a mummer. So again, so Rashi says that a ben nechar is nisnakru ma'isav lo'ev shebashamayim. Rashi says the ben nechar means a Jew who's gone off the derech, an apostate Jew. Meaning, because Rashi learns that if a person is according to Rashi, someone who's becomes a mummer to one mitzvah of the Torah, he's already considered to be a mummer. The Rambam says no. It means that he's an Oved Avodah Zarah. He's an Oved Avodah Zarah. Not just he's a mummer to one mitzvah, he refuses to do one mitzvah. Machlokas Rashi and the Rambam, what is a Ben Nechar? So, Ben Nechar, a mummer, according to Rashi, even if he denies one mitzvah in the Torah, according to the Rambam, he's a mummer Avodah Zarah. Lo yochal bo hachinami, you want to tell me, do bo in ochal only Pesach Mitzrayim, aval ochal Pesach Doros? I'm a crow, no, avadat Avodah Zarah, b'chadosh hazeh, l'rabos all Avodah Zarah, chadosh hazeh, elo bo, lomali. So what's bo excluding? Bo hamaras das poselas vein hamaras das poselas betruma. Even if you're a mummer, you're a kohen. As a mummer, you're allowed to eat truma. However, so that's the way Rashi learns. The Meiri writes also lemishumad lechol matzah umar utruma. The Meiri writes that no, a mishumad, a guy who went off the derech, is not allowed to eat matzah and mara and truma. And the Rambam sounds that way also. It's also to feed matzah mara to a mummer l'avodah zarah. So the Gemara in Maseches Yevamos, when quoting the same drasha, the gear says ein hamaras daras poselas b'maiser. Right? Some have a different drasha. The truma he's allowed to eat. A truma he's not allowed to eat. Excuse me, but maiser he's allowed to eat. So that's a question about the girsa over here. Says the Gemara v'itzrich l'mislach arev v'arel v'itzrich l'mislach ben necha. Why does he need separate yisurim for an arel and a ben necha? A guy who doesn't have a bris mila and a guy who's an apostate. Who went off the derech? The ikasarach wanna orel, who's physically ma'is mishum demais. His body is physically not complete. He doesn't have a bris. Avol ben nechar lo ma'is, but the ben nechar at least he's got a complete body. Ema lo. Maybe you think he's not excluded from eating karban pesach. Tzricha v'yashmin ben nechar mishum de'ein liba l'shamayim. His heart is. His heart is off the derech. He's not pikoris. Aval arel de libo l'shamayim. Right, that's why they have the machlokas over here. He's libo l'shamayim either because his brother died machmas mila. That's he really wants to get a bris, but his mesu alchem machmas mila. So he's libo l'shamayim, or he's just scared. He's pashut scared, but libo l'shamayim. And it's Rabbeinu Tam. Ema lo. You might have thought that he's not pasul. Tzricha. They're both pasul. Question number five. Elameyata. Question number five. Tosha v'sachir lo yochal bo. The Torah says, Tosha v'sachir. What's a Tosha v'sachir? A ger Toshav. A nachri that's Oved Avodah Zarah. A ger Toshav is someone who's a non-Jew. He was mekabel upon himself not to be Oved Avodah Zarah. That's the ger Toshav is a nachri who's mekabel on himself not to be Oved Avodah Zarah, but he eats nevelos. That's Rashi on Chumash says that way. So a ger Toshav or a nachri who does worship Avodah Zarah, a nachri who does worship Avodah Zarah. That's what the Mechilta says. Rashi quotes it there in on Chumash as well. So a ger Toshav v'sachir. Lo yochal bo, right, that's a sachir, according to Rashi. A ger Toshav, who is a guy who accepted upon himself to not be Oved Avodah Zarah, and a sachir is a guy who didn't accept either one of them. Toshav, a sachir, lo yochal bo. Hachanami debo ein ochel av ochel pesach doras hamakra vavadet zavon azav chodesh hazeh elabo lameli bo hamaras das poselis. So only carbon pesach v'ein hamaras das poselis betruma. Same answer as before. For meaning that a bow, right? Only a bow. It excludes the mummer from eating the carbon pesach. And nanamar is that elameata. Question number six. Elameata umalta oso az yochal bo eved ishu miknas kesef. You have an eved or a person who's acquired by money umalta az yochal bo. So you have an eved kanani who you didn't give a bris milah to. So the adon cannot eat the carbon pesach. He has an eved kanani who he didn't give a bris milah. Hachanami debo eino ochel, but pesach doros aval ochel pesach doros amakra. Vavata, same thing. Ela bo lameli. What does bo come to exclude? Bo milas zechar avada makeves ve'in milas zechar avada makeves bitruma. He's still allowed to eat truma even if he has even if he didn't give a bris milah to his children and or to his avadim. Question number seven. Al meata dechsev ve'etzem lo sishperu vo hachanami debo eno shover aval shover bepesach doros amakrav avata ela bo lameli bo bekasher velo bepasul that the iser of shviras etzim only applies to, like we had this before a couple blad ago, the iser of shviras etzim only applies to pesach rishon and not to a kasher pesach and not to a, let's say, a tame carbon pesach. There's no Isser of Shviras Etzim. El Meata, question number eight, the final question. Tiksev al tochlu mimenu na. Mimenu. Mimenu, yata ochel, aval at ochel, na bepesach doros. Maybe you think pesach doros, you could eat it raw. Amar krav avarato. Ela mimenu lamali, lichadaraba, amar Rabbi Yitzhak, who said, that like we said before, the Gzeira Shava, that Rabba b'shem Rabbi Yitzhak, that just like an RL is usser, bachilas pesach, so too he, an RL is usser, bachilas meiser. Fine. So we see basically, even though you think all these dinim that don't apply to Pesach Sheni, to Pesach Doris, they really do apply. So Pesach Mitzrayim had to be eaten quickly. Ask the Gemara Minala, and from where do you know the Pesach Doris does not have to be eaten quickly? Amar Krav, Achaltem Oso Bechipazon, Oso Necha Bechipazon, Ve'en Acher Necha Bechipazon. But for some reason here, the Gemara doesn't say that that we include them all. We include them all in with Bachodesh Hazeh. So the Rishonim talk about that. Okay, Pesach Doros Noeg Kol Shiva. Pesach Doros is Noeg 7 days, says the Gemara. Amai Koi, Ilei Ma Pesach. What do you mean? You can eat the Karm Pesach all 7 days? Ridiculous. Pesach Kol Shiva Meyika. You can't eat the Karm Pesach all 7 days, says the Gemara. Ela Achometz. No, means Chometz applies all 7 days. So wait a second. Michlal, the Pesach Mitzrayim, Laila Echa, the Yisra Chometz is only one night. Vesulo, Vatanya, Rabbi Yosef, Glili Omer, Minayin, the Pesach Mitzrayim, She'ein, Chimutz, Noigel, Yom Echad, one day, Talmud Lomar, Zacharis, Hayom Azeh, Kibachos, God, Velo Yechel Chometz, Vesamechle, Hayom Atem Yotzim. Sounds like that it wasn't just at night, at least there was an Yisra Chometz on the day of the 15th. The whole day. Gemara says you're right. El Hakam, and this is the way to read the Mishnah. Laila echad v'hu adin lepesach doros. In terms of the Karm Pesach, it's only one night, and that applies to Pesach Doros also. V'chimutzo kalayom, but the Yisra Chametz in Pesach Mitzrayim was all day. Ube Pesach Doros noe kol shiva. But Pesach Doros, the Yisra Chametz is all 7 days. Next Mishnah. Now this Mishnah is going to talk about the dins of the dinim of making a tamura on the carbon pesach. Now, halach of tamura is if you have a carbon and you'd say, I want to transfer the kedusha from this random carbon shlamim to another carbon. The halach is vayahu usmura so yeh kodesh. They both become holy. Says the Gemara. Says the Mishnah. Amar Bishua. Shamati shetmuras pesach kreva utmuras pesach ena kreva. There's one tamura of a carbon pesach that you could actually bring that tamura itself as a carbon shlamim. And there's another tamura of a carbon pesach that you don't bring as a carbon shlamim. You let it develop a mum, and then you redeem it, and you take the money, and you buy carbon shlamim with the money. Ve'ein li lafarish. I forgot which is which. I'm Rabbi Kiva, ani afarish. Ha pesach let's say you have a Korban Pesach, that you lost it, and you mafresh another one, and then you find the original one. HaPesach shenimtza kodem shchitas HaPesach, if you find the lost Korban before you shechted the second one, and then you shechted the second one while that lost Pesach was there, Yirad Shiyustayv. So that carbon was pushed away from being carbon Pesach. It cannot have the Kedusha's carbon by the fact that you shechted the other one while that one was right there. So you have to let it graze till it gets a moment, redeem it. V'yimacher v'yami b'damav shlamim v'chein b'tmuraso. The same thing would apply if you tried to do a tmura on that substitute carbon Pesach, meaning on the found one, on the one that you the lost and found one. Achar shchitas haPesach. However, if you already shechted the substitute, and then you found the original after the shechting of the substitute, karev shlamim. So then you could actually bring that carbon itself as a carbon shlamim. It wasn't pushed away b'shas the shechita. It was found afterwards, so you could bring it as a shlamim v'chein b'tmuraso. And you could all, since it actually itself is a shlamim, if you tried to transfer the kedusha of that onto something else, the tmur, you could actually shech the shlamim. Says the Gemara. V'lema pesach kariv, or pesach eno kariv. Right? Why did he say only about the tmura? Says, why don't you say that the same halach applies to the karm pesach itself? Says the Gemara, kamash malan. No, the chiddush is that there is such a thing as a tmur of a korban pesach that you would not be makriv. Namely, in the case where you shechted the, but where you found the animal before the shechita, and then you tried to do a tmura on that lost and found animal, so then you would not, just like you're not makriv that korban pesach, you would not be makriv that actual tmur. Itmar. The Gemara is going to analyze Rabbi Kiva's statement. Rabba Omar, kodem shechita ulachar shechita. Shaninu. Rabba says that the difference is whether you found the animal, whether you found the animal before the shechita or after the shechita. Rabbi Zeira Amar, no. Kodem chatzos lach chatzos sheninu. The difference is not whether you found the animal before the shechita. The difference is if you found the animal before chatzos or after chatzos. Because the time of chatzos is koveya, whether or not it's ro'oy to be makriv l'shem pesach. So if you find it before Chatzos, so that means when Chatzos rolled around, it was considered to be Karban Pesach, and therefore, when you makriv the second one, you're doche it. It can no longer be a Karban Pesach. However, if you once Chatzos began, that already designated the substitute Karban as the Pesach. So once you have Chatzos, even if you find it before the Shechita, it's already no longer a Karban Pesach, and it's a Shlamim. Says the Gemara, Ula Rabbi Zera, what do you mean? Read the Mishnah. What does the Mishnah say? Haktani kodem shechitas haPesach, ima kodem zman shechitas haPesach. Didn't really mean the actual shechita. Kitanoi, this is like a machlokes tanoim. HaPesach, shenimtza kodem shechita, yireh. La'achar shechita, yikrav. Rebbe Lezer Omer, kodem chatzos, yireh, la'ach chatzos, yikrav. Exactly the same machlokes as we just had. Achar shechitas haPesach, yavi shlamim. If you find it after the shechita, you could bring it as a shlamim. Now, when do we are makriv the tmura and when are we not makriv the tmura? Amar Rava, lo shan, when did we say that you could actually bring the tmura? Ella, shenimtza achar hashechita veheimir ba'achar hashechita. You found it after the shechita and you did the tmura after the shechita. Aval nimtza kodem shechita veheimir ba'achar hashechita. But if you found it before the shechita, and you didn't do the tmura until after the shechita, tmurasa mikach kedusha dechuya ka'asa, even if you just did the tmura afterwards, velo karva, you don't bring the tmura. Esve Abaye, Abaye asked Rava from a brisa, im kesev, matam lomer im kesev. Why does the Torah say im kesev hu makriv? It's in the parasha of the carbon shlamim. L'rabos tmuras ha-pesach, Achar haPesach, shekreva shlamim. You see here that if you make the tmur even after the shechit of the carbon Pesach, it becomes a shlamim. Hey chidam, what's the case? Ilema shenimtza achar shechita veheimer achar shechita pshita. If you tell me it's a case of where you found it after the shechita, obviously it's a shlamim. Lama likra el lav shenimtza kodem shechita, must be you found it before the shechita veheimer bo achar shechita, and you did the tmura with it after the Shechita. So that's against Rava. So Rava will answer, La'olam shenimtza achar Shechita v'hem b'achar Shechita. No, maybe you found it after the Shechita, and you did the Temura after the Shechita. And really, Ukras machta ba'alma. And it's just an asmachta. Says the Gemara, Ela kra l'may asa. If it's not coming for this, what's the pasuk im coming to teach me? Kiddesanya, im is coming to teach you. This we learned in a brisa. It says im kesev u'makriv es korano, kesev l'rabos es apesach l'alya, comes to include that even the korban pesach, you have to be makriv the tail if it comes from a sheep, because you wouldn't have known it, because you could also bring a goat that doesn't have a tail. Kishu Omer im kesev l'rabos pesach she'ovra shnaso, a pesach that carbon pesach that it became more than a year old, ushlamim aban machmas pesach, and shlamim that you have that are extra carbonos pesach l'chol mitzvahs shlamim, that all of the shlamim apply to them, shetone smicha, they become a regular carbon shlamim, that you have to do smicha unesachim, you have to bring the wine and the solas and the flour and the shemen, utnufas chaz v'shok, and you have to wave the chaz and the shok, ukshu omer v'im eiz hifseka inyan limed ala eiz she'ein atuna alya, right? You know, you're not makriv the alya of the eiz. The Gemara says ika demasni la aresha, some learn these words of Rava on the beginning of the words of Rabbi Akiva. Some learn a different shot in Rava that we had before. HaPesach shenimtza kodom shkitas HaPesach. If you find it before you shechted it, yirad shistav yimach v'yabidam b'damim shlam. So you got to let it graze and get a mum. V'chein t'muraso. And the same thing applies to the t'mura. Amar Rava lo shanu ela shenimtza kodom shkita v'heimirbo kodom shkita. It's only where you found it before Shechita and you did the Temur before Shechita. The opposite of what he said before. Avol nimtza kodem Shechita v'hem b'olach Shechita, but if you found it before Shechita, but you only did the Temura after the Shechita, then Temuraso kreva shlamim. Then you would be makriv the Temura as a shlamim, because the Temura was not nidcha my taima. What's the reason that the Temura does not kikava Shechita, the Shechita only established as a Karban Pesach, Midei Dechazile. Only something that at that time was roy to be a Karban Pesach, it rejected. Midei Delo Chazile, but the Temura that was not yet designated, so that Lo Kava, so that does not become rejected from being Karban Pesach. So if you found the animal before the Shechita, but then you did the Temura afterwards, so then the Temura actually would be Makiv Shlamim. Wow, tremendous Chiddush. Esve Abaye, so the same question. Abaye is going to ask the same question. Im Kesev Matam Aloma, the Rabbos Temuras HaPesach, Achar HaPesach, comes to teach me that if you did Temura after the Shechita, Shekreva Shlamim. Yochol Af Lifnei HaPesach, you might have thought even if you made it a Temura beforehand, it would be a Shlamim. Kein Tam Alomar, who? Who Karev? Ve'ein, who karev? Ve'ein t'morsa pesach kareva. Hey, chidem, what's the case? Ilema shenimtza kodem shchita ve'heimirbo kodem shchita. If you found the original animal before the shchita and you did the t'mura before shchita, pshita. Lama likra elalav shenimtza kodem shchita ve'heimirbo achar shchita. So you see that it does not become. It's not. You can't bring it if you found the original carbon pesach before the shchita, and then. You shechted it. And then you did a temura to the lost and found animal afterwards. So you see, it does not become a Karban Pesach. And as Gemara says, you're right. Tiyufta de Rava Tiyufta. The question against Rava is a good question. And in fact, we do not, it would not become a Karban Pesach. You'd have to let it graze and get a mum. And in a case where you found the lost and found animal before the Shechita, and then you shechted the substitute animal, so now you still have the lost and found around, which has to graze to get a mum. And then you try to do t'mura on that animal. Since that animal itself is not a real shlam, you have to let it graze. So the t'mura also, you'd have to let it graze. You cannot bring it as a carbon pesach, as a carbon shlamim, t'yufta, derava t'yufta. Everyone should have a wonderful day of Freilich and Purim. Tomorrow morning, what time is Shachris and BMW tomorrow morning? What time you want to have the daf tomorrow morning?
6:10, Rabbeinu. Same time as this morning.
Same time. 7:05. 7:05 daf Yomi tomorrow morning. Same time. Have a wonderful day.
Rabbeinu, have a wonderful day.